Welcome to the Honestly Carly podcast, the truth about staying strong, sane, and seen in midlife. This is the podcast where fitness, hormone health, and real life collide, hosted by me, Carly Corrigal, midlife PT and former lawyer. I'm here with honest conversations about what it actually takes to feel incredible over 40, because yep, that's still possible. Hello, my friends, and welcome to this week's episode of the Honestly Carly podcast. I'm your host, Carly Corrigal, and this week I'm recording in advance because I'm about to have a few days away with my family. But this was prompted by a conversation with one of my clients, which I thought was really interesting. And anything interesting from my week with my clients goes into these conversations with you. So here goes. Now, I know it's been the Easter school holidays here in the UK. Lots of people have been away. I've got lots of clients who've been on their holidays, some sunny holidays, some have gone skiing, real variety. And this has prompted a discussion really about how we manage holidays and how we feel when we have a little break. And one of my clients said to me that it was really funny that when she goes on holiday, once she'd taken a bit of time to decompress, because we all know we need that, because often the run-up to holiday can be really stressful. There's loads of sorting, getting work ready to go, packing, all the admin, you know. I mean, it sounds like it is first world problems. However, there is an element of stress there. But once we've done that and we've switched off, she's like, why do I feel better? Because I'm not actually doing as much. And it makes me worry that when I'm in my normal life, I'm not actually reaping the benefits. Why am I doing all this? You know, I'm sure I'm having more wine than usual. I'm sure I'm sitting around more than usual. So I was like, actually, no, this makes perfect sense. It's not that your life at home isn't healthy and setting you up for success. It's something different. So I wanted to delve into that with you. It felt quite topical with lots of people coming back from holidays. But even if you haven't been away and you've got one that you are still looking forward to, have a think about this, because I want to enable you to create the same experience in your home environment as well, even if you're at work, even if you're dealing with all the different things. Okay, so here's the thing. Why do we feel so much better, not always, but some of the times when we're on holiday, even when we're not doing our usual workouts, even when we're a bit out of routine? So I think the assumption and what people think is possibly that maybe the weather's better. It's maybe that change of scene. Maybe it's that they've got a bit more time. They're not got the pressures of work. Maybe they've been able to offload some of the responsibilities that they have at home. But I don't actually think that's the full story. And I think it comes down to us being quite poor self-reporters. And when we delve into it, there's actually more to it than that. And I think probably you're a little bit more healthy than you think. So here are the reasons why I think that you feel better when you're on holiday and how we can very easily weave this into our everyday life. So I think firstly, that you move more without thinking on holiday. And of course, there will be situations if you're going on like an all-inclusive, literally lay on the beach and press a buzzer and a waiter comes and brings you cocktails all day, then this is not what I'm talking about. But frankly, I don't know anyone who's doing those holidays at the moment. So I think there's lots of everyday movement that we don't give ourselves credit for when we're on holiday. You know, you're walking to the breakfast, you're walking to the pool, maybe you're going to the shops near your Airbnb. I mean, you might be on a very active holiday, so this is very obvious. You're obviously staying, keeping moving all day. But we don't have that kind of all or nothing mindset. Last week on the pod, I was talking about NEAT, non-exercise activity thermogenesis, the little things that we're doing without thinking about it that are actually classified as movement, but without being formal exercise. And I think we do a hell of a lot of that, actually, when we're away. Movement woven in throughout the day, exploring new places, going and wandering around a new city, all of these different things. Our bodies actually love movement. They really do love it and they reward us for that. So I think that's number one. I think you move more without thinking about it. Okay, number two, and this is huge for midlife women, and I don't want to be reductive and talk about nervous system like it's the be all and end all, but I do think our nervous system chills out when we're away. Of course it does. It has to. I mean, there's no two ways about it. A holiday is a holiday. You are a break from routine. There's less rushing about. Certainly, For me, one of the things I find really stressful in life is constantly clock watching. I'm always having to be somewhere. I'm on a deadline, whether it's a call, whether it's a meeting, whether I've got to go and pick a child up from somewhere, I've got to drop them off somewhere, I've got, you know, a delivery, a shopping delivery coming for the weekly food shop. There's always something that I'm like, I've got to be back for that. I've got to be here for that. There isn't that on holiday other than your flight home. Okay, so I think there's that. I think hopefully there's more time outside, which is so beneficial. Talked about this last week as well, vagal nerve. Tone is very, very important. It gets activated when we're outside. Fantastic for switching us out of that fight and flight into more of a rest and digest zone. There's also less context switching. I was talking about this with a client who is neurodivergent the other day. She has ADHD, she won't mind me saying this, but this the way that we have to switch in midlife between maybe being a mum or a carer to work mode to something else, to dealing with like the food shopping delivery man, it's constant context switching. And I think even if, you know, we don't have a neurodivergent brain, I think it's really challenging. And I think it's almost like, you've probably heard that multitasking isn't a thing. Our brain essentially flips between the two tasks, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And I think that's what we're doing all the time without even thinking about it. So you're not constantly in go mode. And I think, God, we need this in midlife. If we really do. We need it in all walks of life. But in midlife, I think it's absolutely essential. Okay. The other thing I think that's going on is we actually drop that pressure on ourselves. So something I work on inside the Reboot, my holistic sort of full shebang program, is working on this concept of a baseline. So this is a lack of pressure on yourself where particularly exercise is concerned. And we look at, well, what would the bare minimum be that I'd be happy? We're not talking about settling here, but we're like, okay, if I just did this, I'd be happy. And it's kind of the thing that you can do even on the shittest week, even when it's really busy. And actually, it takes away that guilt that I think so many of us feel because of the way we've been conditioned to think about exercise, movement and activity. But if you take away that pressure when you're on holiday, that, oh, I must do this today, I have to train today, there's no guilt. And you stop treating your body like a project. You just think, it's fine, it's a week, I'll go with the flow. I quite like to keep moving, so I'm going to do these mini workouts. And lots of women take away I've got a mini HIIT workout that's on my website that you can get for free. In fact, I should link to it, shouldn't I, in the show notes. It's only 10 minutes. Some people do those type of things, or I do my core workouts, perimenopause every day. So people quite like that as well. So there's that aspect that you might want to look at, just doing mini workouts. You're just like, I just want to keep it ticking over. So taking away that pressure really, really helps. I think also, last but by no means least, I think you're more in tune with your body when you're away because you've created that space. So I think number one, in all of my coaching, we look at tuning in. I have a little framework I use with my coaching clients called TRUE, and the T of TRUE, because I love an acronym, is tune in. And I think you do that. I think you notice what your body needs, what it's been lacking. You might eat more slowly and more mindfully, and we know that that really helps your digestion. When you are eating in a social context, you're slowing down, you're chewing your food, you're more in tune with your hunger and your satiety. Our behaviour is less reactive. We don't kind of, you know, we're able to think a little bit more, be a bit more measured when we're away. So I think that's really kind of subtle but powerful. So those are kind of like my main headlines. I'd love to know, actually, pop into my DMs, let me know if you've on Instagram, if you got any more here. But I don't think it's that your routine at home is broken. I think it's just that your environment does quite a lot of the heavy lifting for you on holiday. So how can we steal a bit of that holiday energy without needing a plane ticket or a week off work? Because that's what we all came here for, right? So I think there's sort of maybe three. I'm going to give you three simple little things that you can do. So the first is, and it really builds on last week's pod, so go and have a listen to that if you haven't already. I know you might have been away last week and not had the chance to listen to it. But think about building in more kind of default movement into your week. So getting up from your desk, little movement breaks, little screen breaks, walks, errands, do your daily commute, even if you don't have one like I do. Again, if you don't know what I'm talking about, go and listen to last week's because it will make sense. Okay. I think establish that concept of a baseline. So think about if you're feeling really overstretched, think about what's the minimum that you'd be happy doing in your week. What does that look like for you? Write it down, okay? And then you can fall back on that. And that is kind of reducing this friction, reducing this overcomplication of life and making it, I must do this, I must be on all the time. We're allowed breaks. It's totally fine, okay? And you know, if you're tuning into your body, then you can listen and you can tell when you really need one. I think also creating little pauses in your day, and again, this probably comes back to screen breaks and different things like that, but could you just sit for 5 minutes? Just not with a screen, just take a cup of tea, go and sit somewhere quiet, like just take a moment, take a breath. I think it's so underrated, but those small pauses in your day, I'm not suggesting it recreates a week away on a beach resort, I'm not, but it does make a massive difference. It's that nervous system chilling out, dropping that pressure, tuning back in, okay? And if you can do that regularly, check in with yourself, I think you'll notice that you just feel more calm, and that is the bedrock, right? If we can build this, take this with us wherever we go, oh my goodness, you are winning at life. You really are, because then you can build all the technical stuff. And this is what I see when women come to work with me. Sometimes they're looking for the icing on the cake. They're looking for what's the training that I'm not doing in my week that would really make me fly, that would really make me feel incredible. And I do, I stand by this. I say this in my, you know, in some of my marketing, I want you feeling incredible in midlife. And it's not just marketing spiel. I really think that's possible. But we have to nail the basics. If you are absolutely stressed to the hilt, you're not moving your body in daily life, you know, your diet is poor because you're snatching things on the go, you're rushing your meals, you're not hydrated because you haven't even thought about whether you need a drink or not for, since 7 o'clock this morning, we are not going to be feeling our best. We have to take it back to basics. And this kind of holiday vibe is what enables us to do it. Okay, so this has been a true whistle-stop tour of an episode, but I hope it's given you some food for thought. And if you want a little bit more support with any of this stuff, know that this is what we do inside my program, The Full Shebang, The Reboot, where we look at all aspects of your lifestyle, from the way you eat, the way you train, the way you rest, your sleep, your stress, the whole lot, and give you the best tweaks and changes that you can build in, and you can truly embed them in your life as well. Because let's face it, it's all very well knowing these things, but actually putting them into practice is quite a different deal. So I'm going to pop details of that in the show notes. I hope you have a wonderful week, and I will speak to you next time. Bye for now. Thank you for listening to Honestly Carly. If you love today's chat, then why not share it with a friend? Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And if you're feeling really kind, leave a 5-star review. I'll see you next time for more honest chat and science-backed strategy for feeling strong, confident, and capable in midlife. Have a great week.